Representative Jeffrey Wood and Senator Dave Zinn are seeking to introduce state legislation to restrict government's ability to take private property for commercial reasons. Wood says he supports the use of the government power, eminent domain, for public roads or utility lines, but he says the Supreme Court decision radically expands the reach of local governments.
The Supreme Court decision, I mean, that opens the door wide open, and to me it really goes back to the founding principles of this country. It erodes the concept of private property and makes us all just tenants on government property.
Wood says the court ruling gives the rich the right and the power to use government to take property from the poor. La Crosse Mayor Mark Johnsrud says he thinks the legislation isn't necessary, at least where La Crosse is concerned.
I look at this particular ruling as something that the city could use in the future, but it hasn't used it in the past, and I don't foresee that we will be using it in the near future.
Johnsrud says the city has always focused on redeveloping blighted areas and is careful to only use the power of eminent domain for the betterment of the common good. Still, Senator Zinn says it's important to move the proposed legislation forward quickly. He says some Wisconsin municipalities are already flexing their muscles in response to the court ruling. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.